Hey guys, my name is Ala Frost. I'm a wedding photographer, and recently I noticed some traffic to one of my wedding slideshows, and that was a same-sex wedding. So I searched YouTube for these type of tutorials, and what I found was not exactly what I would want to find if I was searching for this type of information as a wedding photographer. And I assume that's because it's a touchy subject, so people are searching for it, but nobody really wants to talk about it. So this video is not about whether you should or you should not photograph same-sex weddings, that's on you. This video assumes that you are a straight photographer and you were asked to photograph a same-sex wedding and you want to do it, but you don't really know how, you don't have much experience with LGBT community and you just want to learn about things like posing, communicating, etc. In general, there is absolutely no difference between photographing a straight wedding and photographing a same-sex wedding. They're exactly same people, they are not any different. Some couples are conservative, some couples are silly, some couples are affectionate, and you adjust to their way of expressing love as you go, just the way you would with your straight couples. So the way straight people assume same-sex relationships to be is that one person is more feminine and one is more masculine, and sometimes that's the case. Sometimes two girls come in and one is in a suit and has short hair and another one is feminine and is in a dress, but sometimes both of them come in wearing dresses and they're both feminine. And as a wedding photographer, you might think, well, how do I pose them when I'm used to be posing a man and a woman? Well, in that case, think of it this way. Imagine that people are not attracted to gender roles. They're attracted to people. And then it becomes kind of easier. So if you don't know who kisses who or who twirls who, you just say, well, can you guys kiss? Can one of you twirl another? And then you just observe, and each couple will handle these situations differently. Don't have it in your mind that somehow it's a different thing to photograph, because it's not. They are two people, they love each other, they're getting married. Gay, straight, transgender, potato, potato. You are a wedding photographer, and what you do is you photograph two people who love each other getting married. You are there to photograph their event. So if you know how to handle a wedding, then you know how to handle a same-sex wedding. You are already qualified. Well, some people might say, well, like, what's the point of this video? I wouldn't even think that somehow it's different. But listen, I'm in Canada and we are like the most tolerant country. Gay marriage is legal, weed is legal, whatever. But I talk to my same-sex couples and they still face discrimination and misunderstanding. Believe it or not, some parents still don't show up to weddings and some vendors still deny services. So the point of this video is to spread kindness. If you're dealing with same-sex couples, show them love. During the photo shoot, offer a lot of encouragement and say things like, this looks amazing, this is awesome, I do this, same sex or not. But you know, when people expect judgment, it might be harder for them to open up. So thanks for watching this video. If you're in a same-sex relationship, sound off below and let me know what you think. Thanks for watching this video, subscribe to my channel, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.